You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so I went back and I watched the Soto at bat now. And I disagree with Sal because he did not get a pitch to hit. I mean, honestly, there is one strike. Tanner Scott did nothing but throw him sliders. He never saw a fastball, number one. The only good pitch was the first strike, and it kind of caught him a little, I don't say off guard, not off guard, but he kind of buckled a little bit. I think he was looking fastball. He didn't get it. The next couple of pitches were trash. Strike two is awful. I mean, it's a borderline strike at best, and then he walks on a pitch that hits the dirt. I don't know what he was supposed to swing at. So I know what Sal's saying. In general, I agree with him, but in this case, I think he's wrong.
Yeah, Sal's point being that we didn't pay Juan Soto to come here.
But you
and
also
take
don't
walks.
Want him chasing crap either.
That is true.
And then Judge gets a pitch that I don't know if you saw it or not. I mean, off the bat, just thinking it's Aaron Judge, it looks like a classic Judge home run, and then meekly goes into just very moderate center field.
Oh man, so people in the stadium must have been like, whoa.
Nah, I don't know. Like, even if you listen to Emmanuel's call, right off the bat, he's like,
he knew.
It's a fly ball.
Oh man.
You know, there was no, it is high. Not at all. I don't think he hit it more than 300 feet.
All right. So then.
And it's got to go over 400.
It does for a home run. All right. So you take your walk if you're not getting good pitches to swing at, no matter how much we're paying you, no matter how key the spot is, you got to take a walk when you got
to
take a walk.
I would think if you do not get a pitch to hit, you walk, yes. Especially with Aaron Judge behind you.
Good point. Right. Base is going to be loaded now for Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie, she played Barbie.
Margot Robbie?
Yeah. She played Barbie in the Barbie movie.
Mm-hmm. Is she on the Knicks now?
She is not. She doesn't play basketball, Jerry. Well, this is just bizarre, and I had to get your opinion on this. Margot Robbie, who played Barbie, is producing a live-action movie, Monopoly, based on the board game.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Maybe that's going to be a murder drama, a murder mystery.
Well, that was Clue.
Oh.
This is Monopoly.
Monopoly is where you buy and sell
properties.
Property, right.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe there'll be a murder in one of the properties. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know what they're doing with this.
Wasn't there a movie, G.I. Jane?
G.I. Jane, yeah.
That was a pretty good movie.
That was the movie that ended up, the movie reference that ended up getting Chris Rock slapped by Will Smith. He made a G.I. Jane joke.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right across the face, he took it.
Was that Demi Moore?
Demi Moore, G.I. Jane.
Where she did the SEAL training? Or am I confusing movies now?
Not sure.
Me neither.
I think it was Demi Moore.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good for Margot Robbie. Maybe she's going to be maybe she's going to be the next, like, who produced Rambo?
Maybe I think Sylvester Stallone.
All right, maybe she'll be the next Stallone.
Would you go see Bobby?
I haven't gone to the movies in 15 years, so no, I wouldn't.
But you were saying you and your family would go see Monopoly in the theaters?
No.
You're not going to go see Monopoly?
No, I'm not interested, no. If it's not on the Netflix or the Amazon Prime or any other of these streaming services, I'm probably out.
I'm putting a group together. We're going to do a movie based on Yahtzee.
You're such an idiot, I swear.
Yeah, it's going to be big, Jerry.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. This is my segment called Police Blotter, Jerry. This is the sports police blotter segment.
I don't like that.
An arrest warrant has been issued for Rashee Rice. Now, he does have a full day to turn himself in.
I thought his attorney said he's taking responsibility.
His attorney did say that, but now they have officially an arrest warrant out for him.
So he'll turn himself in today.
But he does get a day. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't show up, then we go looking for him. Not me and you.
He'll show up.
I believe he'll show up as well. Here's a thing that I didn't like how casual we are with this now. So they said that marijuana was found in both cars belonging to Rashee Rice.
Mm-hmm.
We are so casual about marijuana. If I would have said a bottle of vodka was found in his car, we'd be like, holy crap, he was drunk driving. Mm-hmm. What is this? We are so casual about weed in cars.
We're very casual about weed in general now, yeah.
It blows my mind. Like, if I roll past the cop car and the smell of alcohol is coming out of my car, I'm getting pulled over.
You would think.
If you roll up past the cop car and you've just got weed pumping out of your car,
pass the blunt.
They don't do anything. And not on them. They have no power to do anything.
I don't know what they're allowed to do.
I don't think they're allowed to do anything. You can just smoke weed all you want.
And anywhere. I mean, I walked to my car yesterday. I almost got high walking to my car, the amount of people that were smoking weed on the sidewalk.
How many times, you know, we're coming in at odd hours.
Yeah.
I'm sure it happens other hours too. A car will pass you on the highway.
And you smell it.
And the weed comes through your vents.
Yeah.
That's how much weed people are just...
People love weed.
People love to not be in reality of life. They just want to be in weed all day.
In an altered state.
They want to be in, just give me weed all day long. God, what kind of life are you living if you're in weed, you're in a weed state at all times?
All right, Eddie, you got a bunch of drops for April 20th now. You have Al saying, give me weed all day.
When I'm walking my dog, all I do is smell weed.
Yeah,
It's coming out of condos.
It's everywhere.
Big houses, little houses, poor neighborhoods, rich neighborhoods, old people, young people. Weed.
That's the one thing that would concern me about living in a townhouse or a condo these days.
Yeah.
Is if you get a neighbor that like to smoke weed and do it often, it's going to penetrate your home.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way. And I don't know what you can do about it. I don't think you do anything about it.
And good luck getting into an Uber or a Lyft that doesn't smell like weed.
God, the last one I was in was awful. I know.
They're like,
I know.
I like to smoke weed all day. What could I do? I know. I'll drive. Again, if I got into an Uber or a Lyft that smelled like alcohol,
you'd get out.
You'd be in panic mode.
I know.
But for some reason, we just let weed do whatever you want on weed. Everyone's on weed.
Mm-hmm. You're not wrong.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
In my second story in the police blotter, Jerry, Terrell Suggs, former Raven, he was arrested after an altercation in the drive-through line of a Starbucks in Arizona.
How do you get into an altercation at Starbucks?
Well, this is what happened, Jerry. He placed his order, or he initially, when he went to place his order, passed by the speaker, had to back it up to place his order.
Okay.
Banged into the guy behind him. I guess some unpleasantries were exchanged. And according to the arrest, Terrell Suggs then waved a gun at this guy.
Oh, that's lovely.
Now, Terrell Suggs claims he showed the guy a gun because he was fearing for his life and thought, let me show this guy a gun so he don't mess with me and my family.
Got it. How'd that end? Then what happened?
With an arrest of Terrell Suggs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a bit of a past, though. He has a really weird...
Terrell Suggs?
Yeah, there's a really weird one about, like, using bleach as a weapon against somebody.
Oof.
Yeah, it was a weird one. So, Be careful. I mean, you're right. Middle of the day, Starbucks.
There should be no issues.
Ever. Jerry. People are getting their coffee.
Oh, my God.
And in my third story, Jerry.
Oh, my God. Another one?
Well, this is not, this isn't anybody arrested.
Oh, okay.
Gio brought up this this new feature from Antonio Brown called Cracker of the Day.
Oh, that's nice.
So Antonio Brown has named Morgan Wallen, the country singer, Cracker of the Day.
Oh, for throwing the chair off the rooftop?
Yeah, he was arrested for throwing a chair off a rooftop, and they claim the bit of could be alcohol issues with Mr. Morgan Wallen.
But no, for real.
For real.
You think?
Yeah.
You don't usually throw chairs off the rooftops of buildings unless something's going on.
No, you don't.
Or unless you got into some sort of an altercation and your mind just went nuts momentarily.
Right. Yep.
I mean, that whole situation is being... Is it Morgan Wallen, the one, too, that canceled the show that Gio was going to?
Yeah.
At the Meadowlands?
Yep.
So he's had an interesting year then.
He's had some things with the alcohol, it appears.
Yeah, I guess so.
That would sometimes... These country artists, Jerry, they singing about alcohol a lot.
I've always wondered, though, whether it's a country artist or any musical act, or I guess anybody that's on tour, even if you're like a traveling show... It's a lot of late nights. It's a lot of bars. It's got to be really difficult to stay away from, like, that life. I know the Chili Peppers went through it with drug use and alcohol, and now they're like, I mean, I think they do yoga and they do meditation now, and I think they're all off that because now they're in their 60s and they've kind of grown up. But let's say you're in your 20s or 30s and you are ripping it up and you're successful, you're rich. And you have, like, your shows are over at 11 p.m., and when the shows are over, you've got a few options, one of them being go party because you just made a fortune. It's got to be really hard to avoid that lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. And I am telling you, if you listen to country music, it is all about drinking.
And breakups.
Everything.
Yeah. Alcohol and breakups.
That's what I was thinking. Like, if you're somebody who's in alcohol recovery, you're in AA, there's no way you can listen to country music. Because all it is glorifying drinking.
100%. Yeah, absolutely.
Know what they got to get into, Jerry? Weed.
It's probably coming soon.
Weed.
Nah, you know what the problem is with that? They really do like their bourbon.
The country stars?
They do. They do.
They love bourbons. They love beers.
They love beer.
And they love margaritas.
And God.
And God.
A lot of country songs about God.
That's true, Jerry.
Breakups, God, alcohol.
Right. People always think pickup trucks. That's what do you say? That's the stereotype, Jerry?
Yeah.
That it's all about pickups. There are stories about pickups and trucks, for sure. But alcohol, God, breakups.
What's the song that I think gets all of them in? The Chase Rice, sitting here drinking beer, talking God. that song's got all of it.
We'll come back with that one, Jerry. I love that.
I like that. That sounds
sitting
good.
Sitting here drinking beer, singing God.
Talking God, amen. That's true, man. That's, I think, Chase Rice.
Nailed them all.
Let's take a break. Let's come back with that song. Right, we can even listen to it for a moment if we'd like.
Okay.
And then we'll get you Boomer and Gio, who we'll talk about Morgan Wallen later, right here on The Fan.